Unfortunately, I'm talking to the choir, because people that listen to me are conservatives, Republicans, maybe some independents. Democrats aren't listening to me. Now, what you're not going to hear on all of these shows, on your CNNs, your MSNBCs, your ABCs, you're not going to hear the history of judges and how they're picked as it pertains to liberals and Republicans. You're not going to hear that. Okay? And truthfully, some of the Republicans, that are on these shows talking in defense of Trump and this whole Judge Curio thing aren't really hammering it. Because remember, you only get a few minutes. They don't let you really pontificate until you're interrupted by the extremist Van Jones. And let's face it, some of them aren't that smart. They're not. Some of the Trump spokespeople aren't that smart. Or they're smart, but they're just not. They're not witty smart. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to name names. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. All right? Now, the whole concept with picking a judge, the whole concept for that matter with creating policy, is all about putting people in those positions that reflect the different views, the different ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation. All of these things go in to picking a judge, go into policy. And that is a liberal concept. Okay? Are you following me? If you listen to a liberal, if you listen to a leftist, they will tell you that it is impossible. I mean, go listen to some of the things Barbara Boxer has said. She will tell you it is impossible for five lawmakers, five legislatures, five senators, five congressmen, whatever the hell you want to you want to call to the table. It is impossible for five white, middle-aged men to actually create policy that reflects what a woman wants, or a homosexual wants, or a Latino wants, or an African-American wants. It is impossible. It is impossible. They can't know what it's like to be a woman because they don't have breasts. They don't know what it's like to be black because they're not black. They only can feel what it's like to be a middle-aged white guy. And for a middle-aged white guy, they have a great life. So we are always told that in any situation, where decisions are made, again, rather it's policy or it's law, there needs to be diversity. Right? When Democrats control the White House and they pick judges, it is known that Democrats want to pick judges. We always hear the word empathy. 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 The concept of a judge that adheres to the Constitution by the books is a judge that's frowned upon. In the last few years, there's been decisions that have been made by the Supreme Court that have been based on feelings and public opinion and where we are as a nation, not based on law, not based on word for word exactly what the Constitution says. And you've heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg talk about this. You've heard Elaine Kagan talk about this. You've heard Justice Sotomayor talk about this. Democrats do not appoint judges. Democrats do not govern with the concept of, well, rules are rules. The law is the law, and it doesn't matter how you feel today versus how you feel tomorrow. When ruling on law, the word empathy, all of these things should not be playing into a decision. You look at what the law says. You interpret that law by what the founding fathers meant. And then you render a decision. You don't reflect on your background. You don't put yourself in the shoes of that person or that law. So this has been a battle with the left and the right for 40, 50, 60 years. Maybe longer. I'm not a historian like Mark Levin. Just me. But I do know this is a battle. So with all of that said, this judge in the Donald Trump case, this, what is it? Let me say, I always butcher these Mexican names. Gonzalo P. Curiel. And really what you're supposed to do is say it with a spit. You're supposed to go, so this judge, Gonzalo P. Curiel, is, you ever notice that? I've said it countless times. Whenever they say the name, they say it with a Spanish dialect. I don't know why. That's like the rule of thumb. So when you say Latino, you can't say Latino. You go Latino. You got to say, so when I saw the Latinos walking across the street, don't know why, but you got to do it. So when you're talking about Gonzalo P. Curiel, you're talking about a judge who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Talking about a judge who was appointed to the bench by Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is not appointing right-wing judges. He's not appointing strict constitutionalists. He's appointing judges that take matters when they are in front of him to the heart. Now, do you know this for a fact? No. You don't know this for a fact. But history does tend to tell us things. And if you look at the history of Obama, you look at the history of Democrats, and you look at judges they've appointed, if you listen to how these judges talk or have talked, they don't go by strict constitutionalists. They don't follow the strict constitutionalist way. There's no Gonzalo P. Curiel sitting behind a desk somewhere saying, I must tell you that Antonin Scalia, he was my idol. That's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. Talking about a federal judge from California. Besides, can't get more liberal than that. So right out of the gate, the notion that judges don't rule with their heart is BS. It's BS. Okay? It's BS. 100% BS. And of course, CNN's not going to talk about that. MSNBC's not going to talk about that. The only thing they're going to say is Donald Trump is saying this judge can't be part of his case because the judge is of Mexican heritage. His parents are born in Mexico. But he was born in Illinois. So for Trump, I mean, this is racist. They're not bringing up the history whatsoever. Whatsoever of this Gonzalo Curiel. No one is bringing up the history, and it's bizarre. I mean, it's really bizarre. This judge is 100% active in the Latino community as it pertains to Dreamers and supporting illegals as far as going to college and the concept of, hey, you have to be here legally. You shouldn't be able to get benefits. You shouldn't be able to go to school. You shouldn't be able to get a driver's license. You shouldn't be able to do all of these things that you do because you're illegal. This judge is part of a law group named La Raza Lawyers Association. Now, is it the same LaRaza that is beating up Trump protesters? No, it's not the exact same LaRaza. Now, is it coincidental that it has the same name? Of course not. Of course not. But this judge is part of a group that not one occasion, not two occasion, not three occasion, but one of their big, like one of their big jobs that they do, one, I mean, they take on cases, they promote different legislation. They're all about not enforcing deporting illegals. They are not for deporting illegals. They are 100. They are 100%. Listen, let me read you an excerpt. In 2014, the LaRaza group published a message from the Anti-Defamation League worrying about the anti-immigrant sentiment affecting the migrant children. The organization invited activists who opposed efforts to defund welfare payments to illegal immigrants, backed in-state tuition for illegal immigrant children, and called for ending California's English-only program for public school children. They also worked against the Minutemen, which were the citizens that were active in organized groups which were dedicated to stopping illegal immigrants from entering the country. And this is a statement from this LaRaza lawyer group. In the summer of 2005, the Minutemen announced they would patrol the East Country border between Mexico and the United States to look for undocumented persons crossing the Mexican border into the U.S. The San Diego's lawyers, LaRaza organization, together with ACLU and CRLA, formed the Legal Observer Program. Our purpose was to monitor the Minutemen to ensure the human rights of undocumented persons were not violated. The Minutemen were watching for undocumented persons, and we were watching the Minutemen. This lawyer is part of this organization, or this judge is part of this organization. And remember how we opened this segment. In the leftist world, in the extreme leftist world, being a policymaker, being a judge, the first thing you have to do is think with your heart. Has nothing to do with law. Has nothing to do with right or wrong. It's what's in the heart. And if you're looking at a law, the first thing you have to say is, well, how does this affect these people? How does it affect this situation? All that matters. Law is secondary. Law is secondary. Feelings. Feelings are first. Feelings are first. Now, this lawyers advocacy group, this LaRaza lawyers advocacy group, they award scholarships to illegal immigrants. So here you have a judge. Again, none of this is discussed on CNN. On MSNBC, on ABC, CBS, Scott Pelé is not talking about this. Matter of fact, when Jake Tapper, who I know Jake, this guy is supposed to be, and I know he knows, he's just not talking about it because Zucker and the other executives at CNN are giving him the kill signal. Don't talk about that. Remember, the media are lefties. Always remember that. Like I've said before, what Trump did, win or lose, he flushed all of this out. There is no hiding anymore. Like I've said, for years, when you say, the media, it's all liberal, people go, oh, gosh, that's just some right-wing conspiracy crap. Come on. You've been watching Fox News. Come on. And what Trump did is he flushed that. He made these people just, it's like they had to come out and be like, yes, we're all liberal. So I know Tapper. I know he knows all of this information. I know he knows this stuff. When he interviewed Trump, was it Friday? And they've been playing it over the weekend. And he's asking Trump, well, isn't that racist? Trump goes, no. Here are some of the issues. Did you know this? And Tapper goes, no, I didn't know that. Oh, BS. Tapper knew this. Come on. Of course Tapper knew this. Of course Tapper knew this. It's all over the websites. All this information is all over, and they're not conspiracy sites. For heaven's sakes, you go to gotnews.com. It's got a whole outline, letters from different groups. This judge's names on letter. I mean, it's out there. Any quote unquote reporter that takes, I don't know, 2 minutes can find all this information. Anybody that wants to take the 2 minutes can find out all this information. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. And when people go, "Oh, this judge is from Illinois," I mean, guys. At his confirmation hearing, when he talked about his Mexican heritage. He talked about his parents. I mean, the Jesus. Everybody acts like the guy's name's Paul Smith. And he was just dropped off by a stork. I mean, guys, the guy's Mexican, okay? He's proud of his heritage. Awesome. His parents are from Mexico. He's part of a lawyer's organization that as an advocate for illegals so they can get driver's licenses, so they can get scholarships, so they can go to school. So they can share and receive everything that Americans get. But they don't have to be citizens of this country. They don't have to be citizens. Nah. And people go, "Wow, isn't it? It's racist. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This judge is part of an organization that advocates and is for everything that Trump is against. What are you talking about? Oh, him questioning this. Like it came out of left field. So I'm saying it's like CNN and everybody's acting as if this guy was just dropped off by a stork. He was dropped off by a stork. And these people said, all right, you are now named Gonzalo, because we like that name. It's a cool name. We're going to name you Gonzalo. And you are going to be a judge. Yes. Where'd you come from? I'm from here. And, you know, again, it's just insane. There's history here. There's legitimate history. Legitimate history. And then the law firm that this Gonzalo appointed to oversee this class action lawsuit has given hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And again, this isn't on some conspiracy website. This is on a website called Law News. By Dan Abrams. Remember Dan Abrams? He used to be on CNN or one of those programs. I mean, it was like a law thing. He was like the guy, the young guy version of Nancy Grace. So when Jake Tapper goes, I didn't know anything about these donations. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How do you not know? It's on there. I'm looking at it. Jake, how do you not know? How do you not know? You either don't know or you don't want to talk about it. Which one is it? Which one is it? Hey, Wolf Blitzer, you don't know or you don't want to talk about it? And I've heard people go, well, this firm gave the Clintons this money pre-Trump running for the presidency. Listen, Donald Trump tickled the wire back in 2012 about running for the presidency. Donald Trump did the whole birther thing back in 2012. So Donald Trump has been on the radar since 2012, okay? Look, guys, please. So listen to this. Robbins, Geller, Rudman, and Dowd is the law firm behind the class action lawsuit that Carrier set this up, okay? This law firm paid the Clintons $675,000 in fees for speeches since 2009. And in September of 2014, Hillary Clinton gave a speech where they gave her $225,000. What the hell kind of speech is she giving to this law firm for $225,000? $225,000. And out of the various law firms that have paid the Clintons throughout the years, this law firm that Curiel appointed to this class action lawsuit against Donald Trump, this law firm has given the Clintons the most. The court records show 9 attorneys from this law firm are listed as representing Art Cohen and other former Trump University students in the class action lawsuit. And this law firm has pursued, like aggressively pursued, to have Trump testify before the trial begins, which is after November. So when they set the trial to begin after November, after the elections, this law firm has been pushing like crazy to make Trump testify in like 2 months. And people that are part of this law firm have given Hillary Clinton money personally. This Patrick Coughlin, he's one of the attorneys, maxed out his donations to Hillary Clinton's campaign. He gave her $5,400 in February. Again, Trump was in the race. Trump is running for president in February. So here's a lawyer. Think about this. Here's a lawyer who is part of a class action lawsuit against Donald Trump, is giving money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. And CNN's not talking about this. And Jake Tapper's playing stupid. Jake Tapper's actually playing stupid. I didn't know this. He's got a handful of notes, this dummy. But this is something that slipped by him. Just slipped by him. See, the media and Hillary Clinton, they haven't been able to stump Trump and break the momentum for months. And you got Bernie Sanders not getting out of the race. You got people in the Bernie Sanders camp that are saying Bernie or bust, just like I said for them to do weeks ago. You got people like Susan Sarandon going, if Bernie doesn't win, I don't know if I'll vote for Hillary. So now they're all jumping on this Curiel situation. And they're not talking about all this other stuff that's attached to this judge. I mean, all the things that Trump has said and all the things that Trump has done, that you could go, ooh, God, did he say that? Did he? This is the one thing that everybody's going crazy about, but this is the one thing that's full of just bombs. This is the one thing that's full of stuff where you're like, oh, he does have a point there. Oh, he does have a point there. Remember, guys, how we opened this. Go back to the heart. Go back to empathy. Go back to what liberals. Go back to what liberals talk about when they're referencing policy. Go listen to some things Barbara Boxer has said. Read some of the things Barbara Boxer has written. When she talks about policy and how it's impossible to create good policy if it's just a room with five old white guys in it. Why is that? Because you have to know where somebody is coming from. You have to know where the other side is coming from. You have to have a heart when you're dealing with policy. And if you take that rationale and you apply it to Judge Curiel, who was appointed by Obama, then yeah, if you have a candidate that's saying, I'm going to build a wall, anybody that's here illegally is going to get deported, we're going to do away with sanctuary cities, we're going to do away with the concept that illegals can get driver's license and illegals can go to public schools. We're going to do away with all that stuff. And the judge that's presiding over his case is somebody that's part of a group that believes in the opposite of what Trump is saying we need to do in this country. And you're saying when Trump goes, I don't think he can preside over my case. I think he's showing favoritism for the other side. I think he's doing it because he's Mexican and he doesn't like the policies that I have proposed in regards to Mexico and illegals here in this country. That's a legitimate claim. That's so legitimate that Alberto Gonzalez, our former attorney general, wrote a piece for the Washington Post that said, hey, Trump has a legitimate claim. This is coming from our former attorney general, who was appointed by George Bush, who happens to not like Donald Trump and is not endorsing him. So you have to sit there and say, hey, why is Gonzalez doing this? What's the deal? What's the deal? Because Gonzalez understands. He knows the game. He knows how appointments work. He knows the whole left versus right and appointing judges and how each side expects each other to act. Man, when Scott Paley or whatever the guy said, well, do you think a Muslim judge could be biased in your case too? And Trump said, well, yeah, possibly. And people went, oh my gosh, that's what are you talking about? How is that racist? If you have somebody, listen, if you have somebody that has a policy or a position that is controversial, okay? If you have a position or a policy that's controversial in some parts of the United States, if you have a policy that's controversial, why is it shocking? Why is it racist to then say, oh my gosh, I have a judge, jury, or executioner that is opposite of what my policy or my thinking is? I mean, it's insane. When you hear about a case and they're picking a jury, don't they try to pick a jury that's sympathetic to your position? And doesn't the other side try to disqualify a jury member that might be sympathetic to your position? If you're a black defendant, doesn't your lawyer try to get black jurors? I mean, not for nothing, guys, but this is law 101. It really is. This is the left's desperate attempt to grab something. This is the left's desperate attempt to grab something because they haven't been able to grab anything to bring down Trump yet. This is that desperate attempt. But like I said, I'm a Trump supporter, but there's things that he said or there's things that he's done where I'm like, oh, why did he do that? Why did he say that? This is not one of those cases. This is one of those, duh. Why, if we go to see a judge, even for a traffic ticket, why do we go in there wearing nice clothes? Why do we go in there wearing a suit? Why do we go in there wearing a tie? Why do we go in there with a dress shirt? Why do we not go in there with flip-flops? Why do we not go in there with a ripped shirt? Why do we not go in there with messy hair? If you have a black judge, do you go into the courtroom wearing a Confederate flag? Seriously, do you go into that courtroom with a big David Duke picture on your shirt? I mean, it's just insane. It really is insane. Law 101. Law 101 is what we're talking about. Do you have a judge that has every leaning? You have a judge that has every leaning to people who are anti-Trump or anti-Trump policies. And for Trump to go, you know what? I think this judge is biased. And for people to go, oh my God, I'm outraged. He's racist. You're insane. You're grabbing. You're grasping for straws. And for the media not to bring up things like the law firm that the judge appointed to this case has given over $500,000 to the Clintons? For CNN not to bring this up? For MSNBC not to bring this up? Remember, MSNBC's changed. They have conservative pundits now. They have Hugh Hewitt now. Ooh. Whoa. I mean, these are important facts. These are important facts. The judge being part of a law firm that is for sanctuary cities, that's for illegals getting college scholarships, that's why. And then the history of law. Picking a jury. The history of how our laws are made. The left versus the right. Jesus. Am I the only one that sees this? Seriously, am I the only one that sees this? Is that it? Am I the only one? I'm just asking, am I the only one? Am I the only one? I was being told my stream was down on our video feed. I don't know. It might be. I don't know. If it is, it's very upsetting. Very upsetting. I don't know. I told you guys, we have a new setup. We got new lights and we got new... everything's crazy. So yeah, 13 minutes ago, I got in a report that said, is the stream down? Tried 5 devices. It might be. It might be. Who knows? Could be. If it is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. But anyways, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to wrap this up real quick. But those are my thoughts about this effing judge, okay? These are my thoughts about this effing judge and this BS controversy. That's what I call it, the BS controversy.